This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When it comes to Father's Day, dads want steak. And there's still time to deliver uncompromising quality and flavor with delicious gifts from America's original butcher, Omaha Steaks. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD when you shop at omahasteaks.com today. Hurry, there's still time to give dad something incredible for the big day. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. This is Danny Smith from Idaho with the military stories. I got a couple more military ones to tell you that came to my mind when I was going through some of my old pictures and stuff. Anyway, this first one was on the base of the hospital that I had talked to you about before, and I was living in the barracks. And the funny thing is, you get all kinds of people when you get into the military. You got religions that I'd never heard of, being from Idaho, a small town. But anyway, there's these two young fellows lived in the same room that happened to be practicers of witchcraft. I don't think they were Wicca, but they called themselves white witches. And anyway, one day I was walking down the hall. Their room was at the other end of our passageway, the hallway, and I heard things thumping and slamming, them screaming. And I don't know if I've told you, because I've heard you talk about others, have other people call in and say they were missionaries, and of course the LDS Church, and yes, I was one of those at one time. But this was before I did that. I was in the military for 5 years, active duty first. And anyway, getting back to these two fellows, one of them comes out and starts screaming for help. So I run down there and I open the door, and to my astonishment, things are flying around the room, and the one guy's pinned up against the wall, just looks horrified. And so, me being the little Mormon boy from Idaho, I just did what I was always taught. I raised my arm to a square and I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave this room." And everything dropped. And these guys looked at me like I'd just done something that was totally amazing. And I guess to some people it might be. But from then on, they never talked to me again. If they seen me walking on the base, walking down one of the sidewalks, they'd cross the street to the other sidewalk so that they didn't have to even look at, and they wouldn't look at me. Even on days when we had to work at the same, in the same areas, they just would not look at me, and I never could understand why. But that's one of the, that was just a little lighter story. I don't know how light it would be having stuff thrown around your room at you, but anyway, the next one is a group of us went to hospital corps school at Great Lakes, Illinois, and we all ended up at this naval hospital in Virginia. And me and I'll just say Tim and Matt were headed into an area, it's in Virginia. It was further away from Portsmouth. I can't remember the name of it, but we were going to visit Matt's family. And from Matt, the whole time we're driving in his little old 80-something Sunbird, and he's pointing things out, saying, "Well, this is where this is, and this is where this is. This was a Civil War battlefield, blah, blah, this and that." And we're going along. We see this guy walking along the side of the road, and this is dusk, starting to get dark. And so we pull over, you know, being the nice young men we are, all three sailors in the U.S. Navy, hospital corpsmen. And this guy's wearing I thought he might be a reenactor of one of the battles or something like that. He was wearing a Confederate uniform. and he had the rifle. I mean, everything was authentic. It was just amazing. But as we pulled up, he jumped behind this bush and was kind of hiding from us. So me and one of my other friends, Tim, me and Tim got out and we're like, say, do we help you, give you a ride somewhere? And he looked at us, and it took us a minute to convince him to go for a ride. So I got out of the front seat and got in the back seat behind the passenger seat. And Tim was sitting next to me in the back seat. And we finally coaxed this guy to sit in the front seat. And we're like, where do you want to go? And he goes, I want to go home. It's just up there. So we just looked at each other and we're on our way. And he goes, it's just top of the hill. He's pointing to the top of the hill. He goes, it's just up there. And we're going and going, and we're not too far from Matt's family's house. So, you know, where the town he lived in. He says, just up here. And Matt's looking back at me, and then he's like, there's nothing there. He goes, no, it's up here. And as we crested the top of the hill, and I've got my hands on the back of the seat. And remember, this is the 80s. Nobody wore seatbelts. And I got my hand on the headrest of the front seat. And all of a sudden, as we hit the top of the hill, this guy's gone. He's not in the front seat anymore. Mind you, this guy smelled of body odor, smelled of, smelled like he'd been camping for a while. Let's just put it this way, like the blankets had got soaked or something like that and dried and soaked and dried. And his clothes were a little dirty and shabby. And anyway, he's gone. All that's left is a little dust in the seat. So we stop, we get out, we look around, we're wondering what in the crap's going on here. And we finally, all of us calmed down, got back in the car, went to Matt's family. And they noticed we looked rather, you know, like we'd just seen a ghost, okay? And anyway, Matt's dad and mom, they're like, well, what's going on? And so me and Matt and Tim all told this story, and they go, well, yeah, there was a house up there at one time, and there's a story of two brothers. One joined the Union, one joined the Confederacy. And when they were on their way back home, they shot each other. And I don't know, is this one of the brothers that we gave a ride up the hill to with? And if we were coming the other side, would we picked up the other brother? I don't know. But this is one of my ghost stories. Thank you. And I will bring you some more ghost stories. I have a lot of them. The next ones I'll tell you are pretty personal, and I just want to get them right. Thank you. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.